welcome to On The Box. We're here to bring you another week of TV goodness. I'm Andrew, and today I am joined by people. Introduce yourselves, people.
I'm Andy, as always.
I'm Jordan.
And I'm People's Exhibit Number One. Also known as Rob.
The all alpha male.
No, People's Exhibit.
People's Exhibit, fair enough, we'll go with that.
I just thought I'd throw that in there. So, hey, guys, how you been?
Not bad. It's been a good week, actually.
I'm too busy planning pimp my person now.
Oh, you need more bling for that.
What an awesome TV show that would be. What?
Pimp my person. Yeah.
I'd think it'd be very controversial, though.
So?
Yeah. Yeah. Because just exhibit becomes gold finger and ends up freezing people in gold.
Don't they do that?
Just points at you like that, right? You just like a poof of smoke like that, right? And you magically rechanged.
Well, yeah, but he needs like the big gold chains and he needs some rings.
Oh.
That's the previous.
There was a bit of a pre-show discussion about rings. Yeah. Yes. Which we shall not utter now.
About the Game of Thrones adventure game.
Yes, kissing the ring.
Yes.
Yes.
And 60% of players didn't.
Yes, no. It does call into question all those games where rings are involved, like Sonic the Hedgehog and various things like that. Gives them a totally different meaning. Anyway, let's moving leave on. That to one side. We're moving on. We've got news. So let's start with you, Jordan.
Yeah. We'll start off with the Emoji TV series.
Okay, now I know that Sony got the rights to do an Emoji movie. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how that's going to work out because it's a fairly vague concept, the whole idea of an Emoji.
Yeah, but I guess you could make kind of like a Mr. Men type movie, like Mr. Smiley Face, Mr. Sad Face, Mr. Existential Terror Face.
Or it could be the Emoji Bandits, it could be a Scooby Doo type movie where they basically take the face off at the end. The emoji is removed.
Yes.
Or face off with emojis.
God.
I think they're Sony buying him for now. Or is it Sony that bought Angry Birds?
Mind you, there is an emoji like that doesn't actually have a mouth, so it's just the two eyes. So that could be part of the face off situation.
Yes, it could. Anyway, so.
Yeah.
This isn't the movie, this is a TV series.
This is a TV series. It is roughly along the lines, by the sound of it, of Catchphrase, which is basically where you add the emojis together and you'll come up with a TV name, you'll come up with a movie name, whatever.
So it's a game show?
Yeah. Called The Great Emoji Challenge.
There's nothing great or challenging about emoji.
Possibly when you add all the stuff together. However, with it being in America... undercover.
Okay, then it becomes more of a challenge.
Yeah. But what's a
squiggly thing? What squiggly thing? This squiggly thing, you know, it's a thing that you find on like the number 7. What do you mean? I don't get what you're saying. You know that squiggly thing? They use it instead of and. Oh, you mean an ampersand? What's an ampersand? Oh. That squiggly thing that you were talking about. Oh, is that the squiggly thing? It's called a what and?
Yes.
And thus you get trapped in the infinite loop.
Yes.
just to put it in another perspective as well, Studio Lambert is the studio that's making this. It's the same production company that done Undercover Boss.
Okay. If it was Undercover Emojis...
It's a completely different type of show, though.
Undercover Boss Production Company, Studio Lambert, wants to make you $1 million richer.
How do you do Undercover Emoji? Like, you've got a sad face, but then actually it's just like an upside down...
Turn that frown upside down. I just suddenly thought, instead of doing that guess the emoji type thing, what they should have done... Do you remember that hole in the wall game?
Yes.
Do that with emojis.
Yes.
You know, you can always say it another way. Emoji can be like a really depressed allergy.
Emoji. I actually quite like that. That's quite a good one. You know, with his hair over one eye and.
But by the looks of it, it is
just
literally...
wandering around going, "You don't understand me."
By the looks of it, it is going
like
to be like
knife emoji myself. Yes.
By the looks of it, though, it is going to be like a catchphrase one. I mean, if it goes by what some bits and pieces are that trend on the internet, then it is.
If it doesn't have Roy Walker, then I'm not interested.
That's the only other thing they haven't mentioned is who will host this thing.
No, it's got to be Roy Walker.
Yeah.
Even in America, it's got to be Roy Walker.
Just fly him out.
From his retirement home. How old is he now? Is he still alive?
I don't know. I'm assuming he is.
I might have to Google this to find out if Rod Walker is still alive.
We could end up with some kind of Emoji Show Walking Dead crossover.
Apparently he is still alive.
Oh, right. Okay, so they'll fly him out from his retirement home then.
How old, actually, is he?
75.
Still fairly young then.
Yes.
Anyway, so Emoji TV show could be like catchphrase. Is anyone actually going to watch this?
Oh, God, no.
I might, just to see what it is like.
Is it?
Yeah, it Andy will end up watching it as well, because Andy enjoys watching like stuff like that on TV.
Yeah, oh, but I'd Andy watch just it. Watches lots of random crap on TV.
He's easily pleased.
He searches for random creeps on Google as well.
Listen to what I've been watching this week and next week. I've already got that planned.
You've got next week's planned already?
But
wow.
Everybody else,
oh, yes,
but
he has. This week we're going to get some of Andy's more peculiar tastes.
We'll keep it a secret from Rob until...
Has he been searching the internet for creepy weirdos again?
Yes, it's phenomenal.
Well, no, it's the kind of show that you watch in the special basement.
Fair enough.
Sorry, just mental images of Andy in the special basement.
Well...
Let's leave that there and move on to Andrew. What have you got for us, Andrew?
Well, I have got the story of New Lock. Yeah. Yes, New Lock.
New Lock. New Lock.
New Lock.
That's New Lock, New York. The city's so great they named it twice wrongly.
I thought it was that women's clothing store. It used to be called New Look, but now it's called New Lock.
Theo fell off and they had to find a replacement quickly.
Yes.
Anyway, let's try that again. New York-based lawyer Richard Luthman appeared in court recently charged with aiding a fraudulent client. But luckily, Richard, he's not just a lawyer. He's also a massive Game of Thrones fan.
Yeah.
So like any sane citizen, he demanded trial by combat. And the great thing is, it's actually legal in America if both parties consent to it.
Wow.
Did they air it on the telly?
Well, unfortunately, no, they didn't.
I assume trial by combat wasn't accepted.
No, unfortunately, it was not.
Oh, that kind of ruins it all.
People are such spoilers.
I think that they should. Yeah, it's funny. There's a series. There was a book I read years ago. I can't remember if it was Robin Hobb who wrote it or not. And the lawyers in that book, basically, they would fight each other, and it was all trial by combat. The whole legal system was basically you chose a representative, and they would represent you, and it was trial by combat. And if your representative won, then obviously you won the case. I was like, why can't they do this more often in real life?
See, now in mind, I just have like Conan and Hercules attorneys at law.
Oh, there's a TV show there.
There's a multi-season TV show there.
Yeah, the sexy female lawyer would be Xena.
Yeah.
You'd have like bit parts. Kevin Sorbo could be Hercules, and also Hercules's errant twin brother Cole. And just have Arnie turning up at random in his role as Conan. Maybe have Bridget Nielsen as Red Sonja. She's like the old guard. She's the head of the company.
Of them in.
She's the head of the company.
No, she can be the judge.
Oh, yes. Judge Sonja.
used to be thinking about this way too much at this moment in time now as well.
Yeah, but it could so work, couldn't it?
See, I can't wait for the episode until like
were.
Hercules and Cole have to go against each other. It's like, well, my question for the very handsome prosecutor is this.
And the very handsome attorney for the defense.
Yeah. And then comes the trial by combat and just kind of they flex their abs and their suits just pop off.
Yes.
And just have the, you can have it just as a reality. Instead of like a proper TV series, you could have like a reality TV series. So it's like Judge Judy, but with like Hercules in it.
No.
You've ruined the brilliant idea we had.
No, I think Andy's kind of missed the point of reality TV. The word reality is in there. Hercules isn't real.
What?
I still don't think he's clicked, do you?
I think he's still trying to work out if Hercules is real or not. It's all in your mind, Andy.
So you're telling me that the person that looked like The Rock wasn't Hercules?
No, he wasn't. No.
He was most definitely not Hercules.
Although, that's how we could get around the whole Hercules cult thing. We could have Dwayne Johnson.
For gimmick.
Yes, playing, a better version of Hercules.
Yeah, he could play the better version of Hercules. Kevin Sorbo could be Cole.
Yes, and then they fight.
Yes.
Anyway.
You just have Ken Watanabe as like fight. The referee. You know, like the referee from Gladiators, so he's just wearing the straight... He's like, defense, ready! You know, prosecution, ready! Let them fight.
All goes and you will go on my fest whistle.
Yes. Basically. Yeah, Jordan, we're putting too much thought into
it. Yeah, he's now putting way too much thought into it.
Eh?
We'll be shooting it next.
Yes. I think we should write it there.
On the box exclusive.
Yeah, I think we should make this.
A Geek Show exclusive.
We need to make this. We owe it to the world to make this.
Yes. I think Arnie would be up for it. I mean, he did, like, Terminator Genesis Weiss thing. You know, Genoise piece. I don't know.
Yeah. Dwayne Johnson's not too cool. Proud to take a paycheck.
Yeah, the fact that I mentioned Genoise should give you an idea of what I've been watching. Anyway, moving on to Andrew. Andy.
This should be fun.
You got me confused again. Right.
If you would
just change your name.
Oh, yeah, but we said we were going to number them, didn't we?
Yes.
This might change your view on reality shows, in a sense. It's had... When you think reality show, you think terrible, you think Big Brother, don't you?
Generally, I do think terrible.
This is...
No matter what reality show is, I generally think terrible
things.
No, I do think terrible, terrible things whenever I think of reality TV.
I just when you think in general.
No, I don't think terrible things in general. Sometimes I think of nothing.
Right.
It is. It's just kind of in my head. There's just that low whistling noise.
Anyway, you know, this just one.
That's it. And I'm just sitting there going.
That wouldn't
I'm
get annoying.
Sure there was something I was supposed to do. Don't know what it is. I'm going to sit here and watch TV, like a pleb.
And that's how Rob gets through meetings.
Yes. And other times it's as and other times my brain is just going la 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 la. No Smurfs are involved.
I was saying, please tell me it is the Smurfs theme that you are thinking about all this time like that.
No, there's no Smurfs involved. It's just my brain is literally, it just takes on life of its own and has its own mouth somewhere. And all I can hear in my ears is la 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 la.
La 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 la.
Sure, you don't just actually have a Smurf living in your head.
I don't know, because every so often when I hear the word phenomenal, it's all of a sudden I'm in Muppets mode. Manana, yes. Anyway, Andrew. before that musical interlude.
Well, this reality show is a Channel 4 production. And okay. It's called Busted, and basically...
Busted?
Yeah.
I think you got that wrong.
Hunted. Busted will be quite a different.
Yeah, they went to the year 3000. And apparently the great-great-great-granddaughter, but at that point, is pretty fine, which makes me worry about their taste.
They're just rampaging necrophilia.
Yes. Words are a thing, Andy. Words are a thing.
Keep out random words.
Anyway.
It's called Hunted.
Yes.
Yes. And this is 14 ordinary people, not celebrities, that attempt to go off the grid and disappear.
When you say ordinary, give me an example of ordinary.
You say it's ordinary.
See, non-celebrity then.
Yeah, unique personalities ads.
Which is everyone then.
See, the thing is, when you say ordinary, my version of ordinary and probably Channel 4's version of ordinary aren't the same thing. My version of ordinary would be, you know, just like some fat guy with a bag of chips. You know, Joe Public off the street. Let's see how far they can get while being hunted.
Oh, you
but
mean,
their version of ordinary is like possibly that have... former SAS.
Yeah.
But, well, no, I feel like the people they get to do the hiding probably aren't going to be that skilled at the hiding.
Yeah, because they've never actually how would you go off the grid? Whereas people like us have thought that quite a lot.
We actually have plans.
Apparently, though, these are going to be, I mean, it's going to look at the security and things as well, but they're going to be experts that are going to look for them, apparently. But I'd have always thought, if it's a reality TV show, wouldn't they just watch the show?
More importantly, how can you hide, right, if you're going to have cameras all over the place filming you?
Yeah, but...
I'd think it would be on a phone or something. Oh, no,
yeah, but
not
but, yeah, but,
that
no,
way.
But, yeah,
exactly.
But, no, but, yeah, but, no, but...
It's a good idea, I'll admit. I like seeing new ideas.
Well, I mean,
but then again, there was a zombie apocalypse reality show. That...
Yeah, which was kind of awful. and there was also that game show where you know, they tried to do it as a creepy thing where you had to steal, get the money from the creepy house and then you ended up having to run away from dogs at the end.
Yes.
Do you guys remember that one?
Yes.
I can't remember what that was called, but it was kind of
awful. Did they just do one called Release the Dogs where literally all you had to do was just like run away from dogs?
I think that's the one I'm talking about. You basically had to go through like all these creepy environments to start off with, and then you basically got the money, and then you had to run with the money away from the dogs.
And who signed up for that one?
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, it just seems like they're just trying. I mean, then there's the island with Bear Grylls.
I thought you were going to say island like Love Island.
Go stand.
Say Love Island with Bear Grylls.
Go stand
back. No. Back to the special basement with you.
Actually, no. The special basement isn't here, so we'll have to put him in the booth.
Yes. Anyway, yes. I think that I just get the feeling they're trying to push it too far. And I honestly, my main concern with this is that there's a massive potential for someone to get hurt.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I think that
but
at
see, the
that
problem
point...
is I feel like there isn't going to be, because it's not going to be how it sounds, and it's going to be, like, much more...
sanitized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then what they must have maybe one live camera or something with them.
No.
At least.
Let me put it this way. If they're basically saying somebody has to go off the grid, now, my first question is, where can they go?
Said they can go anywhere,
really?
That's what the words are.
I bet, but that's not the case, because
I'm saying UK.
I bet that they can't go anywhere, because if you were allowed to go anywhere
and
right,
do anything
and do that's anything, there are ways to go off the grid. There are lots of ways to go off the grid. That I can think of about 10 right now, right. And
could go anywhere they
give me
want,
enough of a head
do
start.
Do whatever they want.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I could think of about 10 right now and give me enough of a head start and they'd never catch me. Don't care who their experts are, because there are ways to disappear. All I need to do is make it to an Asian country and then I just fade into the background. Just another brown face in the crowd. oh, no, I don't even need to make it to an Asian country. I just head to Bradford or something like that.
Well, actually, no. Well, there's a thing I'm checking out that... on the hunting thing that Andy's talking about, there is something that I've just came across, right? It says, the internet, the sophisticated tracking device in cards and phones mean that it's now harder ever to avoid detection. One expert estimates if you haven't used your phone, bank card, bank account, email or social media for 48 hours, you are considered dead.
No.
It's just the fact that that's on their side. Like,
No.
What?
Okay, this security expert or whoever it was is basically, he needs to be in the special basement. Because no, obviously...
Andy's special basement.
No, because his own very, very special basement. Yeah. Where he will, where a large German woman will teach him the realities of the world. So with a knotted rope and some barbed wire, because this person is obviously talking out of their ring.
Nicely played.
Yes. Considered dead after 48 hours. Excuse me. Why can't I just be on holiday for a start, and just want to enjoy my holiday.
I have, but don't forget, most people post on Facebook when they are actually all over the place on holiday.
I don't.
I said most people.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but there's still plenty of people who do.
And also, what about all those elderly people who don't use their phone very often and don't use the internet because the internet is just this weird thing for them?
Mm-hmm.
Like my mom. You know, is my mom dead? I don't think she is, because I saw her this morning. She was pretty much alive when I left. So this guy is basically saying that, you know, my mom, because she hasn't posted on Facebook or something like that for like the past however many years since Facebook started, and doesn't have a smartphone or a mobile phone or anything like that. And what were the other things? She hasn't sent an email?
Yeah, or a bank account.
She has a bank account. She doesn't use it that often.
And there's a counter argument, though, as well, because there was a story a few days ago, actually, where somebody that had died for like a year and a half ago got a letter from his work why he wasn't in work for the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're clearly not so that like massive on the surveillance.
But I think it'll be good, interesting. It says it's coming soon.
There's
actually a trailer, but it's done as a drama movie trailer.
See, do you remember there was a video game called Hunted?
Yes.
Video game's called everything.
Yeah, no, there was a video game from the last couple of years called, I think it was 2 years ago or 3 years ago, called Hunted, the Demon's Forge. If they did that as a reality TV series, where you just had where it was kind of LARPing, and you basically had like a male character and a female character, and your job was to stop the invasion, and you just had hundreds of idiots just dressed as orcs and stuff like that, just running at you with big foam swords. You had to basically wade in and start hitting them with your foam sword.
2011, it was released 4 years ago.
They should have a TV show where...
And watch that version of Hunted.
They should have like a TV show where they put the...
Something I can think of is Manhunt.
A group of...
Again, I'd watch that series.
In like a fictional world for a certain amount of time. I'd love to see that.
See, this is the thing. What Andy's describing is exactly Manhunt. Yeah, you know, it's basically that. Yeah, you know, you've got a bunch of people. Do they have any expert trackers?
It just says expert.
So they're actually just bringing in Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, basically. You know,
join the Men in Black. That's how you'll go off the grid.
Nah, he's talking about the fugitive man.
Mm. Yeah, but now that's just another way to go off the grid, isn't it?
What?
Join the Men in Black.
Moving on.
I'm confused by this.
Do we need to have another talk about the difference between reality and fiction?
It's the second time in the same show. It's shocking.
I'm just going to need to like drop a big chart of real and not real.
Just give him a list of stuff like that to put him in each column.
Andy, where do bananas go? No, not in the not real section, Andy.
Oh, yeah, there's a reason why I love this show. Shall we move on to Jordan again?
Yes. Everyone knows Top Gear is getting a brand new cast. Hammond, May, and Clarkson are getting a brand new show.
On what was it? Amazon Prime?
Yes.
Was it? That bastion of quality entertainment.
BBC One have actually taken the stig away from BBC Two.
BBC have just switched.
Well, BBC have switched the stick round.
Sorry, the way you said it, I just had like in my head, it was like Kramer versus Kramer.
Is that by the name as well?
I'm glad you got that, Andrew, because that's basically what was going on in my head. BBC One and BBC Two were having a divorce, and the stick is the child in the divorce.
The Getaway Car.
Brand new show. Which is what the Stig's in
The Getaway Car. That's when it is when BBC One and BBC Two try and decide who takes the Stig. Dermot O'Leary hosts a brand new game show starring the Stig.
Okay, and the Stig is doing what? Is he the getaway driver?
No, couples where it's married couples, grandparents, grandchildren, siblings and best friends survive when they're behind the wheel facing all manner of tasks. The couples will face the Stig in an attempt to win prize money.
Okay, so explain to me how this isn't going to end up in a massive crash, you know, with, you know, a car on fire and people burning to death.
It's BBC. BBC will try and do everything so that doesn't happen.
Okay.
I like mattresses and everything.
Yeah. They'll sacrifice everything else, right, but not the cars.
Yeah, they're in a bloody car.
Yeah.
Travelling probably at high speeds unless they've got a really talented video editor.
What's the budget? Because they'll have like a...
Well, in all fairness, they won't have to pay the Stig much more because the Stig's already BBC. Debra O'Leary, who's left ITV by the looks of it.
It seems like they'll probably fit like those roll cages and stuff in the cars.
Oh, God, yeah, they'll make the cars as safe as possible. Yeah. But I don't honestly think...
Fiat Punto, is it?
No, I don't think they will have...
Fiat Punto.
Yeah, or... they won't have kids in the car.
Nah.
Right. It will be adults, but there will be no kids in the car.
Hmm.
They'll probably try and treat it like family entertainment, but at the end of the day, I'm just kind of... Yeah...
To me, it's going to be...
I mean, is the Stig actually chasing them? Is he taking on the role of the police? Because that would be hilarious. The Stig's white uniform turned up as a police uniform.
But I don't know.
You know the checkered blue band just around around his helmet? And his white Dunner's high-vis instead.
Yeah. So it could be quite interesting. Coming to BBC One on Saturday night in 2016... So it's not actually going direct head-to-head with Top Gear.
Yeah, but
so
I mean...
that means the Stig will be on Top Gear then?
Possibly. Yeah. That's the other thing. They haven't mentioned how they're going to do it.
Is it the same Stig?
Well, yeah, the Stig probably gets to visit Top Gear on the weekends.
Yeah.
Well, the film Top Gear on a Wednesday anyway. They've always filmed Top Gear on
that
a Wednesday.
So that means he's with BBC Two on the weekdays. He gets to visit BBC One on the weekends.
That's a divorce settlement.
Yeah, that's the divorce settlement. Oh,
is that going to be the name of the show now then?
The Stig's divorce settlement. damn you, my brain! Why do you lead me down these avenues?
Or the BBC divorce.
Oh, some days I hate my brain. And some days my brain is fantastic. Right, anyway, final news story. This one's slightly more serious, so I'll be honest. The creators of The Wire, right, David Simon, he has a new kind of mini-series coming out on American TV, which I'm hoping is going to come to British TV because it looks really interesting. It's called Show Me a Hero, and there's a trailer out for it. It's a political drama, and it's a dramatization of the tensions over low-income housing that nearly tore the town of Yonkers in New York apart in the late 1980s. And given the current race relation issues in America, I'm really interested to see how this show is going to go down.
Yeah, it's definitely a very relevant subject material.
I mean, the whole just to give a bit of background to this, in the town of Yonkers, the court, you know, the courts basically found that the town of Yonkers would be in contempt if they didn't build 200 units of low income housing in an affluent white neighborhood, right? And basically all of the people who lived in that neighborhood really didn't want the low-income housing because it was going to lower their house prices. They were worried about crime, various things like that, you know, which are very real concerns for people. But ultimately it boiled down to the town of Yonkers had basically engaged in this kind of forced segregation by having low-income housing and, you know, all of the... people who, you know, with coloured skin living in certain areas of the town and all of the rest of the people living in other areas of the town. And they basically arranged it, you know, they planned the town like that. And this was basically getting rid of that whole idea of segregation, mixing people in with each other. And it didn't quite fit on both sides of the fence. There were people on both sides of the fence who just thought... Well, they don't want anything to do with us, so why should we have anything to do with them? You know, and even though this is a dramatisation, we've got a really good cast for this. I think this is going to be a very, very interesting show. I mean, we all had a look at the trailer. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I was definitely very interested in it.
It looks interesting. I mean, it's going to be different as well. And as you said, it'll touch upon what's going on. You know,
it won't touch upon the race relations. I mean, that's the central. One of the central themes of it is the race relations.
Also, I found it very interesting, just the idea that, like you said, because I don't think many things touch upon the idea of, like, the actual other people being kind of, oh, well, they don't want us to live here. Maybe we don't want to live there then if no one wants us there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an often overlooked angle. It's an often overlooked aspect of things. It's one of the reasons why even in like some of the most progressive cities, I mean, Philadelphia, for example, being the city of brotherly love, even in a place like Philadelphia, you will have these areas where you have, you know, it's kind of like cliques, but on a bigger scale. You'll have groups or ethnic groups kind of bunching together, and they won't mix outside of their that circle. You have it here in the UK. You have it all over the world, and I think it's a sad thing when, you know, people from different cultures don't mix.
That's culture in itself, though, as well, isn't it? It's not just the individuals. It's
I really like seeing programming like this. I really like it when they actually put some thought into the TV shows that they're producing. I mean, it's like you know, Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell.
Yeah.
Okay. We talked about that, and you and I both watched it. Did you guys watch that?
I never.
You missed out.
Definitely.
I would say I loved the way it ended.
Yes, just that kind of ambiguous, sort of bittersweet ending.
Yeah, I thought that was the best ending they could have chosen.
Yeah, it was definitely like the only way you could end it.
Yeah, and I loved the thing I loved the way when they were talking about the Black Prince, and you kept thinking it was something else.
Yes, and then they just made it completely different.
Yeah, I thought that was so genius.
Yeah.
Really well thought out, and I really wish the BBC would do more stuff like that. It was a mini-series, so it was easy to watch, you know, and it was so imaginative.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing you don't see a lot of stuff with that level of creativity to it.
Yeah, but I think that if an organisation like the BBC put its mind to it, it could really do some really good, hard-hitting drama series like this one.
At the moment, they're too afraid to take the risks on stuff like that.
Yeah.
When that's really the kind of stuff they should be doing.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way to get people, you know, on board. I mean, the thing is, BBC could easily challenge any of the networks in America. Easily.
Well, yeah, because, like, they're our big national network.
Well, I said they actually have channels over in America anyway, the BBC.
Yeah.
Because you get BBC America now.
Well,
that.
Isn't ABC?
I think they're
different.
No, I think BBC have ties with ABC. Or NBC.
I think they have ties with NBC.
No, I don't think it's NBC. I think it's ABC. Because I see the news on BBC every so often, and it goes from like BBC News to ABC News and then back to BBC News.
Okay, yeah, maybe they're kind of linked together then.
Because it's British Broadcasting Corporation, American Broadcasting Corporation. That's why I thought, you know, maybe there's some tie there. But, yeah, I think that if BBC... I mean, we know that a lot of BBC stuff goes down really well in America. You know, and I think if BBC started looking to do more stuff, you know, from America that they could bring over here, that would be an interesting move for them as well.
Yeah, basically use, like, the bigger budget of America to make stuff for here.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, show it on American TV first if you want, but also bring it across to here.
Yeah, we'd be more than happy with that.
Yeah. Anyway, that was the news. So we're going to head into what have we been watching. So, guys, what have you been watching?
I have been catching up with Friends.
What?
Huh?
The TV show Friends.
What?
I've been re-watching Friends.
Why?
Because Friends was cool.
How?
Because it was.
When?
Always.
Where?
New York.
I'm not wearing.
Who?
Joy.
Do you know, I was just...
Wherefore?
I was going through my head there going, which ones have I missed?
Whom?
Whom? No, because you, whom was only placed down if it's a person. And it's only if it's direct towards yourself.
Have you said Joey?
Yeah, but that would only still
his name's
home.
Not Joey. His name is Jordan.
Oh, yes. Confusing him again.
I'll just call him Joey from now.
Don't, because then I'll just have images of Jordan as a kangaroo.
Normally, how come Jordan gets two names and we have to share the one?
Because I am that powerful.
No, you're a kangaroo. You must communicate using nose twitches and, you know, rubbing your face with your paws.
What about fists, though? Because kangaroos always fight.
Yeah, they do.
Don't they use the legs more than their fists?
I was going to say...
Oh, yeah, they boot each other. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll kick it then.
No, you do realise I'll just sit on you. I am big and heavy, Jordan.
And they might enjoy that more than me.
It's for one night only, kangaroo versus bear.
Brought to you by the Geek Show. The title match.
Well, remember, that could be
price of admission pays for the entire seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Where are we going with this, John?
I don't know. They're just taking it completely different anywhere.
Anyway, yes. Where are we? Where were we? Yes. So
we were talking about Friends.
Yeah. Yes. I was watching Friends.
That forgettable...
No, Friends had its good... I think the early seasons of Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those things.
I'm only up to series three again.
Oh, right, okay.
I'll see watching them all through.
I'm watching them all from the beginning. So I will watch all of them.
I mean, the thing is, Friends, during the early part of Friends, it was actually quite good. But then when... thing is, you know when a TV show is going downhill, when they start bringing celebrities in?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they brought Reese Witherspoon in for Jennifer Aniston's sister.
Yeah.
And then they've also brought in Brad Damon.
Brad Pitt was in.
Is Matt Damon in it?
No.
I'm sure Jean-Claude Van Damme showed up at one point.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin's been in it, I'm sure.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin's been in. Tom Selleck was in.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt was in.
Bruce Willis.
Yeah, but Tom Selleck was like...
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis. Not Tom. Tom Willis, yes. That well-known person I just made up.
Bruce Willis was in. What's her face? Elle McPherson was in.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that Julia Roberts was in as well, wasn't she?
Yes, she was definitely in, like...
But they're doing that with nearly every single American comedy, really.
But the thing is, that's a sign that the comedy is going down, so that, you know, that is not getting the ratings, so they're basically bringing celebrities to try and boost the ratings. But if
no, it's not necessarily a ratings thing, because Big Bang Theory does it a lot. I think it's more just a lack of creativity.
Well, some celebrities
lack of creativity means that there's a drop in ratings, so they're basically bringing a celebrity to boost the ratings.
Big Bang Theory is still, it's always done like amazingly in the ratings, but they need something to do.
Thing is,
because writing is hard.
I think where the Big Bang Theory is different is that the humor's a lot more referential. So they need, you know, something to bounce off. I mean, they did have Stan Lee in an episode.
Yes, I remember that.
It's when you get to the point of having to have Nathan Fillion in an episode, you know, it's kind of going downhill.
George Clooney's also been in Friends.
Oh yeah, he was. Yeah. I remember that now.
Billy Crystal and Robin Williams has been
in. Sometimes there might be just one to be on.
Winona Ryder.
Yeah. Oh, Hugh Laurie was in it.
Hugh Laurie, Gary Oldman was in there. Alec Baldwin, Freddie Prinze Jr.
Whatever happened to Freddie Prinze Jr.?
He married Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah, I know he married Sarah Michelle Gellar. Then he
vanished. Jeff Goldblum has been in as well.
Did she eat him?
Fair enough. Danny DeVito. Yeah, Julia Roberts and Jean-Claude Van Damme. Bruce Willis, Hugh Laurie.
I'm sorry, but if Jean-Claude Van Damme at that point should have been the Jean-Claude Van Damme from the Coors advert.
Yeah.
If it had been that Jean-Claude Van Damme back then,
You know, all you have to do now is have him on a TV show and offer somebody a
No, no, just have Jean-Claude Van Damme just randomly in the background doing random splits of things. on the bar at the coffee shop, just Jean-Claude Van Damme randomly doing the splits while drinking coffee.
Sean Penn and Ben Stiller has been in.
Oh, yeah, Ben Stiller has been in. He was that insane one.
So that was 48. There is over, apparently, there's over 300 celebs that have been in.
Wow.
Apparently so.
Yeah, but when you think there's 20 episodes a season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ish.
And there was, what, 11 seasons?
I think it was 10.
10 seasons.
10 seasons, so that's...
Like 200 odd episodes.
Yeah.
You can't write that many.
236 episodes.
I've got to ask, John, why choose Friends to go back over?
Because I've got them all there and I haven't watched them for a while. Quite literally, that's about it.
No particular reason, just fancied it.
Okay. It's one of them things because you can actually still remember some of the jokes that were in it from the first few series.
So
no matter what you watch, I mean, when you watch, did any of you actually watch Joey?
Yes.
The spin-off, yeah?
It wasn't that good.
Yeah, but you could still get references from Friends that was in it.
Yeah.
So it's stuff like that.
I see. So are you watching it, or is it kind of more kind of, it's there and you can
it's
basically...
It's there, but certain episodes that I did enjoy, I am watching again.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it did have some classic jokes.
It had some brilliant episodes.
Like, I always remember the Joey acting tips, just like with the fart.
Yes. Yeah. No. The one where Lisa's teaching Joey the guitar.
Phoebe
is teaching Joey the guitar, and she's teaching him, you know, how, you know, she's like old lady and the claw.
Yes.
You know, and just when he actually takes a proper guitar lesson, she's like, strings, pick, you didn't come to me.
But it's stuff like that. That's the main reason I'm watching her.
Yeah. And just, I think one of the episodes I liked was the one with the quiz, because I like quizzes.
Oh, yeah, the quiz.
Yeah, I mean, what was it? Just the last, the TV guide comes in the name of Miss Chinandla Bong.
Yes.
And just at the end, the last question is, what is Chandler's job?
No one knows.
Oh, that's the one where they have to switch apartments, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I remember that one.
Yes, his job is a spaz monster, if I remember rightly. So, yeah, it did have some great episodes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I could... I applaud you for having the for being able to sit down and watch it all again. It's not something that I don't think I'd be able to do it.
Mm.
I honestly don't think I'd be able to do it. I tried it with Big Bang Theory and just got bored after, like, the first season and thought,
I think it depends, though, doesn't it?
Well, the thing is, like I'm saying, the best thing is each series will have specific episodes that you remember. So it's one of them things that it's like most people will watch part of a series and go, actually, I want that episode, so you'll jump straight to it.
Yeah.
And it's like...
And the thing is, it's something that everybody knows, I think.
Yeah. It's one of them things, though, right, if there's... You can watch it on anything where they've got, like, a previous bit from a last episode. So if you haven't watched that one, then...
I have to ask one question, though, right? Because this is something that I have as a personal annoyance. Do you listen to the theme tune every single time?
Yes.
he was playing it in the SU on his phone.
The reason I ask that is because after a certain number of times, I just don't want to hear the theme tune.
See,
to
the thing is,
anything
when,
that
when
I'm
you're
marathoning.
Watching it, when you're watching it, though, right, you can actually drain the music out. Like that, it's like you don't notice the music all the time.
Yeah, I know, but I do. That's the problem. I have this inability to switch off with things like that, so I automatically notice it, and it's really annoying for me because I do notice it every single time, and after a certain number of times, it won't leave my head.
Yes.
It's okay, you just need to like wait for the hatred to kind of loop back around until you love it again.
The thing is, even when you watch, there's an episode of Family Guy called Three Kings, I think it is, where it's three Stephen King stories like that, and there's one where it's about Shawshank, like that, and Kurt Putersmith, who was the prison warden, like that, is sat in the office watching Friends,
yeah,
and the theme tune comes on. So it's the way that Peter escapes out of the prison, like that, is with the rock like banging the pipe when the claps come in, so... it was one of them things as well. I think that was the main reason as well. So I heard that and thought, damn, now I need to watch it all. So curse you, Family Guy.
Okay. Right, so who's next then?
Yeah, I can go next. I have been watching series 7 of Sons of Anarchy on Netflix.
Ooh.
The last series.
Ouch.
Yeah, good. It was a show. I used to really enjoy it, but I think what's happened is kind of this trope called darkness-induced audience apathy, which is like, it's got to the point where it's like, these are all horrible people and everything is going to end badly for them, so I don't really care anymore.
Okay.
Because it's just kind of waiting for it to reach that inevitable point where everything falls apart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can relate to that, actually. That's kind of what happened with me in The Big Bang Theory and lots of other shows, like Friends.
I think it can especially happen in comedy where, like, the characters start to degrade to the point where they're just like a collection of jokes.
Yeah, well, I mean, the only character I actually like from The Big Bang Theory is Amy Farrah Fowler.
Yeah, because she's the only one who isn't just a horrible person.
Well, yeah, I mean, all she wants to do is just be treated nicely by somebody. You know, just basically for somebody to love her. That's literally all she wants. And she's a decent person, you know, and she has a very kind of distorted sense of humor because of the loneliness. So just various things like real life operation and... yeah, that's like black humor there. So, yeah. But yeah, it's weird because you'd expect it to be more of a thing for shows like Sons of Anarchy or Justified or something like that. But it's not. It kind of really works better with comedy because you end up hating these characters after a while.
Yeah, because I think that is the problem with long-running comedy. Is it like, that gets a point where basically you've reached all you can really do with jokes about the character.
Yeah.
So you have to start taking away positive parts of the character, like to fit in more jokes.
Yeah.
And it just...
Oh, they do the whole character growth thing, which never works.
Yeah.
In a comedy series, the whole character growth thing never works. I mean...
You lose the flair of the character for doing that.
Well, not the flair. That's one of the things that happened with Friends.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that's happened with so many TV shows.
How I Met Your Mother with Barney.
Yes.
Yeah.
Originally, he was an amazing character because he was such a terrible person, and it was just that was the joke.
Yeah.
But then they tried to make him like a legitimate character, finally, and it didn't work.
Do you think that spoils the earlier episodes when they do that?
I think it makes older episodes better
because there was a good one for character development a few years ago, Red Dwarf 10, with Rimmer.
Yeah, but Rimmer had his character development when he basically took over the role of Ace Rimmer after Ace Rimmer was killed.
Yeah, and decided to forget about that bit.
Yeah, you have to forget about that because he's magically back on the ship. But...
No, but that was Rimmer's growth. I mean, that was where Rimmer basically stopped being a pleb and became a person.
I mean, I won't give out spoilers for people that haven't seen it, but basically there's like this in the last episode of Red Dwarf 10 with the revelation about his father, which basically ruined the whole conflict of Rimmer trying to live up to what his father was.
Ah, right. But yeah, why?
And it's like,
the question I had at that point was, well... That was a waste of time. Why did I watch this? It literally was that because at the end of the day, I never needed Rimmer to be like that.
Mm.
I just needed Rimmer to be the annoying guy who really isn't happy with anything, and part of that is because he's dead and he's now a hologram. Mm.
Yeah,
that's quite enough.
Someone I've heard who kind of put it really well was Lee Mack when he was talking about not going out.
Yeah,
but he said he decided to end the series because there comes a certain point where, like, a 40-year-old man who is sleeping on like a random person's settee, that stops being funny and just becomes depressing.
Although there is a Christmas special and potentially an 8th series coming out.
But so at the time when he said that,
yes.
I mean, he's probably been tempted away by that by just all the money.
Big bag of cash. Do you remember that advert? The old was it the it was a John Smith's advert, I think it was, with what's his name? The really dour faced comedian doesn't like anything at all.
Jack D.
It was Jack D. Basically, you know, and they tried getting him to put on like a ladybird costume and I'm not gonna ruin my professional credibility. I mean, really, and just big bag of cash. He's just going, widget. It's got a widget, a lovely widget. I think we have an episode title. It's got a widget. Anyway, Sons of Anarchy.
Slightly sidetracked about that one.
Yeah, the thing is, I quite liked Sons of Anarchy for a while. And
I only watched up Series 4.
Yeah, I watched
it. I didn't watch it.
I haven't seen Series 7 yet. I'm only about halfway through Series 6, but I totally get what you're talking about with that. Because I'm finding it difficult to even finish season six.
Series six. I was struggling by the end, especially because little bit of spoiler. They basically got rid of the reason I started watching the show in the first place, which was, of course, Ron Perlman.
Yeah.
Because Ron Perlman is awesome.
Yeah. And when he leaves, you just kind of go, well, what's the point? I was only watching it for him. There's a reason why. I'm actually exactly the same as Andrew. It's the reason why I started watching Sons of Anarchy is because he's in it.
I mean, I got a bit like hopeful in Series 6 when they brought in Peter Weller. It's like, oh my God, Robocop is in the show. It's going to be awesome. But then, like, he's barely in it. Like, I'm disappointed.
Yes.
I like Rob has just admitted a sigh of great disappointment behind me.
I know. Anyway, Andy, what have you been watching?
I'm the only one up to now to be watching something new.
Oh.
Ooh, this one, I've been watching Taskmaster.
What's that?
It's Dave's new show, 10 o'clock on a Tuesday night, so it's on tonight. And it's basically, it's hosted by Greg Davies, who's the Taskmaster, and Alex Horn.
Do these people have normal names?
What, Greg Davies?
Greg Davies, is relatively normal. Mm. But Alex Horn?
He has a thing called that Alex Horn in the Horn section. That's his...
Oh, yeah, he's been on 8 of 10 Casters Countdown, hasn't he?
But what it is, it's you get four different celebrities. There was Roisin Conaty, I think it was Jack D on the last one as well. And I don't know if it was Jack. Yeah, it was Jack D.
you watched it.
How can I tell people I have no inner monologue?
what they do, he gets... As the title of the show gives out, he gives them tasks to do.
Yeah.
And, for example, the first task of last week's show was to find people, stand on the street and ask, try and find a 55-year-old and give them a high five. And the one who got it in the fastest amount of time won that point. So it literally...
You know what? This has reminded me of a show that I used to watch all the time. I can't think of its name. It's annoying me now. I'm trying to think of the name.
Need more details before I can make suggestions.
Oh, yes, sir. I love that show.
It's basically along the lines of they've got to tell one person to go and do it like that, right? Then they've got to do the big forfeit, and I can't remember what it's called.
No, it's not that. It's not Practical Jokers.
Was it?
That's it. That's the one.
I was going to say, was it Funhouse?
No.
It's set in a studio.
Sorry, I was going to go through Funhouse to Nightmare to the Crystal Maze.
But they all have to bring in an object.
At the end of that, so you're out.
They all have to bring in an object. And I think it was Josh Widdicombe brought in his pointless trophy.
Okay.
And what it is, they put it in the corner and the winner gets all that as a prize.
Is this like a celebrity panel show type thing?
It's a celebrity. It's like, think... no, it wasn't.
Room 101.
Room 101, where you've got the host on that side and you've got four on... it's like that, and one of the other challenges was they had four pies in front of them, and they had to find out what the filling of the pie was. But they weren't allowed to damage the pie. They weren't allowed to. and it was brilliant. But there were like obscure ones, like hot toothpaste pie, and he got Alex Horn to taste it.
Okay,
it was like. Quite good.
It's not just one of them found out that
the rules were you couldn't touch the pie. Not Alex Horn couldn't touch the pie. And he was stood there watching. So I said, can you taste that for me? And he sat there eating all the pies. And one of them's a hot toothpaste pie.
Rather him than me.
But it's a really unique show. I think it was really good to watch.
Unique's the right word to use.
Yeah, I mean, it just sounds like, to be honest, it sounds like a celebrity version of Takeshi's Castle to a degree.
Just less fun.
Yeah.
But it's on tonight, 10 o'clock.
More kind of wacky and less
so tonight, Dave,
life endangering.
Yes.
Skipping Stones for the best game on Takeshi's Castle. Everyone loves Skipping Stones.
I will give it a try, because you said give it a try. I'll give it a try, but only as long as it doesn't interfere with my watching of Bake Off.
What time's...
10 p.m.
So I think it's just after Bake Off. As Bake Off finishes...
I can watch it on Dave Javu at 11.
Yeah, well, as long as it doesn't interfere with my viewing of Bake Off, I am fine. Should give you an idea about what I've been watching.
Game of Thrones.
Actually, it is, isn't it? Anyway, you're saying, and
I was going to say, this show's got nothing compared to what I'm talking about next week, though.
I don't even want to know what you've been watching already, then.
In the special basement. Anyway, special basement. Back to Game of Baking.
Baking.
Not a Game of Bacon.
Which would also be a great show.
That would be a cool show.
Yes. The Great British Bake Off. It is a bit Game of Thrones this year, isn't it?
What? It's in Westeros.
No, just
Mary Berry sits upon the Iron Throne.
Yes.
Quite.
And Paul Hollywood is the hand of the Queen. And then you've got Mel and Sue as the court jesters. Great British Bake Off, all sorts of controversy, and that's what I've been watching. Not the controversy, just the actual show. It's nice that they've managed to retain the same kind of level of charm. But have they added more contestants?
I feel like they have. There seems like there are a lot there.
Yeah, I feel like they've gone up in terms of the number of contestants. Because I think it used to be, it was 12 or 10?
10. Yeah, I'm sure it used to be 12.
And now it's up to like 16 or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
It's probably because it's really popular now, so they're trying to spread it out for longer.
Let's have it on for longer. But, I mean, they've managed to retain the charm. Mel and Sue are just as good. Yeah. They're just as good as they always are. Paul is the same. He's
the grumpy Santa Claus.
He is. And Mary is basically the baking iceberg that she is, you know. You never get past the eyes. You don't know exactly what she's thinking. You only get kind of one-tenth of what she's thinking, and the rest of it is behind those eyes.
And that tenth is terrifying.
Yes. It makes you scared. You just kind of go, when she gives you that look, that signifies that you've done something wrong, but she's not going to tell you what you've done wrong. She's going to let you make your own mistakes, like every good parent should. She's going to let you make your own mistakes and then punish you for them severely afterwards. Yeah. He's going to,
That's just the bit where she comes up while they're doing something. And says, yeah, so I'm doing this. And she just goes...
Oh God! Yes. You could see it's like the bottom has fallen out of their bottom at that point. they just go completely pale, and they're like, "Oh crap! What have I done? What have I done? What have I missed? What have I done?" And then the panic sets in, and then it all turns wrong, and you're like, oh, it's all Mary Berry's fault if she hadn't done that at that point.
But you don't dare blame her in her presence.
Oh, God, no. I mean, you just keep... I swear, if you're in the bake-off tent, if you're one of the bakers in that tent, you must have nightmares about her just suddenly becoming a Terminator at some point. But yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why I like the Bake Off is because it's just kind of it's just charming TV, and you do get the odd bit of controversy. One of the bakers apparently has professional training, and then there's the whole mixer thing, the mixer incident, which I'm hoping someone can explain to me. What the hell is this mixer incident?
All I've seen on social media is the mixers have apparently changed company. And basically, that is about it. Huh? They've went from like they went from being the affordable one to the most expensive mixer. Rumor has it that's what it is.
Really?
Yeah.
In other words, they just upgraded the budget.
Yeah.
Is it because of fancy mixers and now we can't have Sherlock anymore?
just to give you, I've just found the details of it. Just to give you an idea, right? It returned with 9.3 million viewers, which is a hell of a lot. That's more than 10% of the population of the country.
It's an institution now.
Viewers took issue with the new Kenwood K-Mix standing mixers, which replaced the KitchenAids, which have been around since the first series. And my question is, are you bleeping kidding me? Apparently Kenwood is inferior to the KitchenAids. Kenwood have just been making home appliances for like 40, 50 years.
Yep.
I actually feel less intelligent for knowing this comment now.
I'm sorry, but when you got Twitter users like Pob.
Hmm? Pob?
Yeah, it's a Twitter user called Pob.
Yes, I know.
Cookie and Batcat and Compendium 74.
Oh, yes, the mouthpieces of our generation.
Yeah. Well, the article I'm looking at is from the Daily Mail, so obviously they're going to expand it and make it bigger than it actually is, because it's really just a tiny... It's a hill made by the tiniest mall in existence.
Yes, I suppose that, like, the title isn't, like, people literally killing each other over bake-off controversy. Rioting in the streets.
Sorry, you just suddenly switched to Canadian mode for a second there. By a bake off.
I don't know. I have a blocked nose. It's the pollen's fault.
That you suddenly went to Canadian mode?
Notice you only done it halfway through the show when he became Canadian, though.
No.
So you can't really blame that
great
pollen.
Bake off.
So actually, just my maple syrup level's been gradually rising throughout the show. And that was when they peaked.
So, yes, anyway, a scandal over mixers. I don't get it. I mean, it just how very British is that?
I wouldn't know. I'm Canadian.
I mean, seriously, though, it is like the most British thing to be was scandalized, not because someone was, next thing you know, there's going to be a scandal about, you know, maybe Mary Berry was showing too much ankle.
Ooh.
There's more than one tart on this show.
I dare you to say that to our face.
Like, I wouldn't survive the experience.
No, you wouldn't.
Hmm.
On that note, I think we've reached the end of the show. Andy is crying at the moment. Right. We've been on the box. We're going to leave you with that thought. I have been Rob.
I've been Andrew.
I've been Jordan.
And I've been Andy.
We'll see you all next week with more TV stuff. I'm lost.